A troglobatum, he has like a saxophone, I suppose, saxophone, right? And it's mic'd and then through huge bass amps and a lot of feedback, like a lot of noise there, but amazing sounding. And we have Patron Sveen, who is well known in Krak circles with, fuck, I forgot the name, Guttersnipe. Excellent show at Krakfest in Beerschot, but I don't know what year, like 19?
17, 18, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, something along those lines. It's all one big blur with amazing energy. And she has this project.
Techno.
Yeah, like beats, like really fucked up beats, like keeps the tempo for 1.5 bars and then changes up. But amazing sound, very trashy, and amazing energy, yeah.
Okay, then I've got a few general questions, and one of the things that piqued my interest on your website was you have three types of pricing for the tickets, and one is buy someone around type ticket, the other one is the not so free market type ticket, and at the bottom there is a can barely make rent type ticket. What's the idea
Well,
behind
you can call it the bottom, but there's no hierarchy there.
the
I mean, so basically it's a pay what you can principle. So you can either pay 20 euros, 30 or 35, whatever suits your wallet, let's say. Yeah.
Reminds me, are there still tickets available?
Yes, I mean, they're flying fast, obviously, but there are still tickets available. So you can navigate your computer and browsers to www.krak.net and get yourself some tickets.
Okay, Tim and Gabriella, I want to thank both of you for coming over to our studio, and I wish you all the best with the upcoming Kraak Festival next week, Friday, in Het Bos in Antwerpen.
Cheers. Hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
DC Stone. Donna Kenny, een van de artiesten die op het Kraakfestival gaat spelen volgende week vrijdag in het Bos. En dan gaan we over naar het niet-kraakgedeelte van onze uitzending. We zitten bij Radical Reversal. Dat is ongeveer een derde spoken word, een derde hip-hop, een derde eigenlijk ook sombere soundscapes. Het album komt uit op Fast Speaking Music. Het album heet No One Real Motherfucker. Vandaar op draaien we No One Real Motherfucker in America, Radical Reversal.
Now they got me here doing this timepiece. I ain't even have nothing, man. Just trying to grind it out, man.
They let us out. We go look at TV. We go lock in. We go out. We go to wreck. We walk around the track. We come in. We lock in. We go to eat. We come in. We lock in. We get back out. We hang out with Boxy Bowers, man. And then we lock back in.
Man, lock in about 15 minutes, man. What you gonna do tonight, man? Man, I got this book, man. Man, I heard it's called, like, Convicted in the Womb by this dude named Carl Upchurch, man.
In the morning time, I step out myself.
Some dude, man, he was locked up.
Man, somebody like got shanked, man.
When they got in the crib, was sort of like dealing with gangs and mediating them and all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't know, man. I'm trying to rise above the shit in them, man. These dudes.
I gotta walk into the door, tell them I don't need no parole.
Ice card around, they let us out. We go look at TV, we go lock in,
walk around the track,
go out.
At nighttime, alone. Yeah, man. Get to morning.
That's good. Good. Hey, man, check this out. What's up with that dude down in cell 27, man? I heard he had a double murder beef, man. I don't know, but you know, you can't be asking nobody about what they beef is, man. And what's been happening, man, back home, man? Anybody been writing you? Man, I ain't got a letter from my girl in so long. Man, she jive out there, really trying to do her thing, man. But you know I'm in here, man.
Consider this a canonical resurrection. A reordering of the ordered order. The politics or aesthetic of craft. Now, innocent, the chamber, see the unimaginable, believe the unbelievable, a bullet shattering a windshield, a yell for help, swallowing the dog, perpetrator or protagonist, mandatory time, the clock always ticking.
Shit in here, man, these dudes. You gotta watch them dudes fall. Yeah, man, I know, man. You know, right? Man, but that dude black. You know what I'm saying? Man, he got them jokers, man. Locked down.
And now enter the chamber. Leave the unbelievable. Unerase the invisible.
Too far down. Man, somebody will be out the blind.
Let it out. Deeper and deeper. A story, I'm sorry, featuring a gun, a bullet, shattering a windshield, a hell for help!
Not even 2 hours out of you, drunk girl, brother, Jimmy up on the firebox road, singing the precious ball, I see you make the first note, sister, maybe I'll cry.
And I'll find from your side to side, but will in this moment, mirror the future scene, reproduce one of the lotteries of sweat, my patience.
Man, it's time to have a man. Every day I wake up, I go to the cow, man. Then I gotta be careful, man. Gotta watch. Somebody might be trying to shake somebody else, take it, get all blooded up. Then I gotta go eat some oatmeal, more eggs, white bread, coffee.
A check, one. A check, two. Two times.
Onlookers blinked at the resting.
Music microphone. Long suffering and listening. A conceit. The lecherous inability to transform and form. Our initial state so often voted as death. Even the master AK, there was not found a crew. All skeletons, all for introspection on capitalism.
At an archaeological site in New York, but it could have been Atlanta. Then two calibers, not impervious, a male infant unearthed himself at last from the dirt. Equity comprising the species down forever. Annihilated, it is believed not one real motherfucker inhabits America.
What would it be?
It is believed not one real motherfucker inhabits America, especially Andy. At present, archivists are looking on the good foot. James Brown is making a comeback. Oh, it's what they did. A precarious species can disappear in a handclap. And our witness say he still had the mic in his hand. Mandatory times to walking back up the hill, man, and the dogs barking. Rottweilers looking at you. God's got these mirrored shades on. They don't even see me, man. I know, man. They don't see us. The past tense. Call it a number, a body. Call it what you used to be. A check one. A check two. Check. Man, even my case, man. I'm telling you, man. Why I got a mandatory beef, man.
Tennis shoes.
Not Real One Motherfucker in America, Radical Reversal. Trouwens, alle muziek die we vandaag gespeeld hebben, of toch 99% ervan, kan je ook terugvinden op Bandcamp. En over Bandcamp gesproken, die zijn gekocht deze week door een videospellenproducent. Een van de grotere ter wereld, Epic Games. Je kent hem misschien van Fortnite. Hun meest bekende spel. En ze zitten ook mee achter de Unreal Engine. Dat is iets meer technisch, maar het zijn engines. Als je een videospel speelt, kans is zeer groot dat die op een Unreal Engine draait. Eigenlijk een soort van tool om visuals te maken voor je videospel. Dus Epic, heel erg groot. Ik ben eigenlijk benieuwd wat ze van plan zijn met Bandcamp. Ze hebben een tijdje terug ook wel een videospelstudio gekocht die ritme games maakte, maar voor de rest heeft Epic eigenlijk heel erg weinig met muziek. Nu voorlopig in het eerste persbericht zeiden ze dat er eigenlijk voor de eindgebruiker niet echt iets ging veranderen. Dus we zijn eigenlijk wel benieuwd wat er allemaal aan het gebeuren is. Want als je iets breder kijkt, bijvoorbeeld ook in het hele videolandschap, Microsoft heeft een aantal heel erg grote studios gekocht. Activision bijvoorbeeld. En ook Bethesda, studio achter Fallout. Dus eigenlijk de grote spelers in de videospellenmarkt zijn eigenlijk hun portfolio's serieus aan het diversifieren. En het gaat dan echt over grote bedragen, echt miljarden. Dus ja, interessant. We houden het in de gaten. Terug naar muziek. Een compilatie van het Londense label On Loop, samengesteld door labelbaas Moxie. En wij draaien een track van Aris Drew. Die bracht het heel erg toffe Quivering in Time uit vorig jaar. Dit is Heartbeat van Aris Drew. We'll be right back. Eris Drew Heartbeats, of Heartbeat beter gezegd. Nog een aantal dienstmeldingen. Volgende week dan hebben we een mixtape van Brecht Ameel van Razen. En het is ook... Ik ga eventjes mijn papier van de grond moeten... Want Rick de Sadeleer geweest. Zijn mijn papieren niet rond aan het vliegen? Maar het is dus volgende week... van 10 tot 20 is het eigenlijk Love and Jazz, georganiseerd door 30cc. En Cult of Facts, ons nieuwsprogramma op Radio Scorpio, gaat daar uitzendingen rondmaken onder de naam Cult of Jazz. Dus 10 weken lang, van de 10e tot de 20e, elke dag jazz op je radio, op Radio Scorpio. Als laatste hebben we nog de Drake Edits volume 2. Het zit eigenlijk al in de naam. Allemaal footwork remixes van songs van Drake door DJ PayPal. Zal waarschijnlijk ook de A-lijst halen. Van op dat album, over to DJ PayPal. Tot volgende week.
Through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine on. Yeah, I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine on. Yeah, I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine on. Yeah, I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine on. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine on. Yeah, I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine on. Yeah, I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine on. Yeah, I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year.
Y'all know them.
Way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? Where it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, back, back.
I just can't remember it.
I just can't remember it. I just can't remember it. I just can't remember it. I just can't remember it. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm doing me.
picture, turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding? Man, nobody's ever done it like I did it.
Sterreplaten extra.
Weird music isn't weird anymore, it's just music that exists.
My name is Sophia. I make music under the name Debbie Sings, and I've been doing that project for 1.5 years.
Eagle is so strong, I was buried in your lane. Playing all these games, I will never feel the same.
It's kind of me learning how to do music in the computer, and I'm actually not really technically good. I just copy a lot, and I use a lot of samples when I produce. For example, like the entire drum sections is just like me finding a loop and then just hearing like, okay, I need a snare on this hit and I need a kick on this hit, and then just like building with Legos and trying until it sounds like I want to. I think it was just really cool that I could make something super fast and radical. The song Satanizer, it's one of the first 2 songs I ever made in a computer. One of my good friends, Barbro, we had this studio space together, also with one of our friends called Ellie. Ellie, she's from the States, so we always spoke English, and this was during the time of COVID. You know, whenever Barbro should ask for like the sanitizer, they would go like Satanizer. And I don't know if it was like by mistake or if it was actually just what they think it's called or whatever. But me and Ellie just thought it was so funny, and we kept on like saying Satanizer. I just thought of the word as like a verb to get satanized, and I just thought it was a pretty funny like expression for going wild or like getting into some a bit like dangerous habits of partying a lot. I was in a band called Jenny, which broke apart 1 year before I started this project. I think that band gave me some basic knowledge about production and stuff. So when we broke up in the band, I still needed that output. So I just found my way into the computer and was like, okay, I can basically make everything creatively I want to with this tool. I started to realize that I didn't really need anyone because I had this new empowered feeling of like control in music that gives me a lot of flexibility to just do whatever I want. So I guess I just started making songs, whatever came into my mind, what I liked, all the references and all my idols and stuff, everything I'm inspired by, I just kind of like went for it without any like creative direction or something. I didn't really think about what I wanted to do. It is very much based on chaos and a lot of different genres and stuff. And I have a very kind and nice record label that allows me to do what I want. I don't have to be like an artist signed to a big record label that wants me to have like a 5-year plan or something like that. I think that's important for me, not to actually have a specific like vision or universe. And maybe more the vision or universe can be that it is just a big mess.
To tell you, hope you'll understand. I never meant to hurt.
when I heard peace music 3-4 years ago, I was like, wow, because I used to play a lot of like punk music and rock music, but then I heard this and I was like, this is so punk, like this is so radical, because it's just like it doesn't really have any filter and it's not trying to be cool or something. It's just like really going for everything that works and exaggerating it, like it's extreme way of making pop music.
Candy boys, candy boys, candy boys, candy boys, candy boys, candy boys.
Listening to PC stuff definitely been a huge inspiration for my setup, and it spoke to me a lot, and it's always been like a very both in my emotional life and like my creative life. Oh, that sounds awful. It is like a big thing for me with contrast, I feel, in when I listen to other people's music. I'm really drawn towards big contrasts and extremes. So I like to make songs where it's like either you go really hard or you go really low. It's nice for me that music I create is kind of like escapism. I feel like it's just very nice sometimes to just run away from all the shit and all the problems. Godspeed is an expression for farewell, but in a kind of Christian way, like, may God be with you on your journey. The last song was called Satanize. I thought it was funny to go like with something God for the next song. But honestly, I didn't know about the word, and I'm really bad with the lyrics and stuff. So it was my partner who had that expression written down in his notes. I think it's because also the song is a lot about like going off really fast, like just go away, escape, and then like saying farewell, kind of, may God be with you on this extreme journey you're going through. I guess I like to escape reality like so many else does. It's just, why not create a space where it's just happy and nice when a lot of other stuff isn't? Maybe I don't talk so much about the core of some of my like musical identity, to use like a very disgusting expression, but I love like 50s music, like 50s slow dance rock. Growing up, I really indulged a lot in that very like a sad romantic vibe. That kind of faded, gone romantic area. I can get so emotional listening to that old stuff, and I don't know what it is. It just has this weird, sad, heavy core to it. Very, like, melancholic, because it seems, I don't know, like, sort of a broken picture or something. Also, because you knew, like, stuff were fucking horrible. Like, I'm really glad I wasn't a female in the 50s. But there's just something, like, fake and utterly, like, sad in a romantic and cute way that really fascinates me. I don't know what it is, but I love that sound. It's just, you know, I guess for most people, when you listen to music and you really like it, it's because it moves something in you. Although my own sound is very far away from it, I think like a lot of my basis from like also how I learned playing music is actually from that time and from that aesthetic. I really forced myself a lot to try to write more modern melodies, especially because if I was just to like sit down at a piano and write a melody, it would sound like, it would sound so old, and I don't want to sound old right now. I've always been surrounded by music. My father is a musician, so I've been very lucky in that sense to have like music growing up. When I was 10, I think I started playing classical piano. And when I became a teenager, I started playing rock guitar instead. Then I guess from the age of 13 or something, I've primarily been playing guitar in bands. And then with the band Jenny, I started like also singing. And I guess I have like a pretty broad experience of different aspects in music.
I've been spinning for some time, with no direction, spinning blind. I don't have any greater plan. No, I just want to hold your hand.
I've always written songs like that. That's actually like my musical background, more folk-ish kind of vibe. And I made that song for this live session I did because it was like a no-audience live session. And for me to play the music I normally do, it's very depending on the audience. So it would make no sense for me to play a high-energy song all alone with like three dudes and a camera. That would be like a very unpleasant experience for me, I feel. So I actually just made that more folk, very quiet, sensitive song because it was for me an easier situation to put myself in for the live session. And I don't think it's going to be like that integrated into my concerts right now because also normally I play pretty late and I think that would kind of ruin the vibe if I started to play that. And I just want to create also a nice experience for the people coming there. So it would be like taking a lot of space if I played 3 minutes on like a cry song on a guitar 1 o'clock at night. But maybe, because I love to write songs like that. So maybe I've been thinking about doing like a kind of ethereal folk EP at some point. But I think that's probably like a couple of years from now.
When we drive, you just want to go faster. You look like there's no ever after. Christmas is full of your laughter. Forget about your final chapter. I'm drowning in your stars.
A lot of my music has a really like happy vibe, but the lyrics are actually kind of depressing. And when I need to write a lyric or a song, I almost never know like what do you want to say. It's really hard for me to feel like I need to say this or something. You know, a lot of people talk about like they have something they really need to express, but it doesn't feel like my inspiration necessarily comes from my own life or like an emotion inside of me. It's more just because I hear or see something where I'm like inspired by it, so I feel like I'm more like a sponge in a way. The core of the song is a house Elton John's piano. It sounds like someone's just hitting really hard on the keys. I think that loop was just so full of this Disney extreme like heaviness. I just found it on Splice, and when I heard it, I was like, I love the sound of this. It has so much feeling to me and energy, and it says so much. I didn't do anything about the loop. I just took it into my project in Logic and was like, I'm just gonna do a song based on the vibe this loop is giving me. Actually, I was really stuck with it for a long time, and I ended up going to one of my friends, and we ended up co-producing it together. It was so nice for me to have it in a new space with him also, because I've heard it so much, this loop, and I knew what I wanted to do with the vibe and the energy, but I couldn't make it into an entire song. So we kind of finished it together in his studio, and it was also nice for me to have something sounding a bit more EDM and expensive than what I've done before, because he has like a real studio with nice analog stuff and compressors and a huge mixer, and it's just really like quality gear, so it was really nice to sound more expensive.
Stuck inside my head, lately feeling so depressed. Maybe you could make it all go away.
I think for like me playing live, I would just love to make like a fun place to go to, like going to the circus. It would be so amazing to create that and be in that space with an audience. It's just so much fun and I really love it. It's not like in a classical way where I can just perform everything live on an instrument. There's a lot of layers to my music, and to like play it live, I would have no idea how to do it. So a lot of my setup is pretty based on just DJing like backtrack. I have like live vocals and live guitar and stuff. I would rather just put my energy into making it also like a visually and aesthetically universe around what I'm doing. A kind of a theater or like a total vibe. And I have like a very, very talented VJ, Nikita, and whenever I get allowed to by the venue, like then there's video. And since I started playing live, I've always enjoyed to play like the most energetic songs. And I think I've always been a bit shy, so it's so nice to perform expressive music. It's a nice outlet to play like more intimate and quiet music. It seems very intimidating to me. It would be very hard for me to go up on stage and play a concert just with my vocal and my guitar. I would be so scared. I don't know if it's ever gonna happen. It's not as hard for me to go all the way in like a more energetic and fun way. It's a way more calm place for me to be in. Also because it's so over the top and it's funny. And that's just not scary to me in the same way. When I go out to see a concert, I really like being in environments that are, of course, first of all, like safe and where there are no like stupid people around harassing other people, but also like a place where you feel safe to escape. Like going out and having a live experience with that can be like very like nice energy. And that's often for me like something to do with very like happy stuff or more like hardcore stuff. I'm about to release some more music this spring, which I'm looking very much forward to, and play some more concerts, I hope. I'm just in a good place right now with the project.
Excuse me, sir. Could you maybe put down the newspaper just for a second? You know, that's not a big problem I want to tell you, but just two sentences or something.
Yeah! Von wo bist du her? Wie in der Stadt? Na, Wahnsinn. Die Welt ist doch geil, ne? Das fahren wir seit 1984 fahren wir schon. Mit diesem Zug und haben uns noch nicht kennengelernt. Ja. Denn ich muss ja auch in der heutigen Zeit so runtergrinken, neustisch grinsen. Also das...
Since 1984, I take the 7 through the train going into Brazil City.
Oh, yeah.
At this hour of the day, I'm not too well human, cause life doesn't show anything.
Oh, yeah, you're always nagging, bragging, complaining about yourself and putting things down in the world. Take a good look at Kathy Turner. Now there's one heck of a girl.
Ah! I've been to hell and back, but I'm alright, Jack, and everything the Lord wants to allow. I got my mind made up, you know I can't be stopped. I need to kiss the Kathy Turner right now. I've been to hell and back, but I'm alright, Jack. Now I know what love is about. I'm 7
as a dream of what is it really happening to me, or is it fantasy? In this world, there's only one woman who can make my dreams come true. That woman, Kathleen, it's you.
With your head on back, but I'm alright, Jack. And everything the love wasn't allowed. I got my mind made up, you know I can't be stopped. I need to kiss the cat and turn it right now. With your head on back, but I'm alright, Jack. Now I know what love's about. Under the seven moons, I made a solemn vow. I need to kiss the Kathleen Turner.
I'm just talking about, not the first kiss of my life.
I'm talking about our planet.